Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3615 AN. Today's date is April 9th, 2025, and the title of the episode is Message Sent. Trump sets the stage for the Federal Reserve. Everything is about to change. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. A message for qualified investors from Noble Gold Investments. If your portfolio is over $250,000 and you aren't hedged, you're sitting on a ticking time bomb. With markets at all-time highs, history tells us what comes next. Volatile swings, slow growth, and increased risk. A 10% allocation into gold and silver can help diversify, hedge against uncertainty, and even unlock new growth opportunities. Experienced investors know that in times of economic uncertainty, real assets, not paper promises, offer true security. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy to add institutional grade gold and silver to your portfolio so you can hedge like the world's smartest investors. For nearly a decade, Noble Gold has helped thousands of Americans protect their future, turning numbers on a screen into real tangible assets. And right now, when you make a qualified investment, Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Disciplined investors protect what they built. Visit x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, it seems that their narrative is completely and utterly falling apart. First, we started off with Jim Cramer saying that Monday was going to be Black Monday and the stock market was going to drop 20% or so, and that never happened. Then we had other individuals from BlackRock, and now we have Jamie Dimon saying, hey, we're talking to all these different CEOs and we're heading into a recession. Well, by the way, we've been in a recession for quite a while. Actually, what Trump and the Patriots are going to do, they're going to be pulling us out of the recession that Biden has caused. And we will find out, because they will go back in time and they will let us know that the recession started during Biden's time. And think about it. The fake news, they've been saying that the market's going to continually come down. The tariffs are going to be absolutely awful. The economy is going to implode. And what do we see happening? Well, we have 75 countries or so. They're ready to negotiate with Trump. China, Europe, Canada, they're all fighting back as hard as they possibly can. But in the end, it is going to fail for them. So what has Trump done? He decided, okay, since these countries step forward and they want to negotiate, we're not going to hit them very hard with tariffs while we're in negotiations. Because remember, what does Trump want? He wants equal trade. That's pretty much it. So again, he is now negotiating with these 75 countries to have equal trade. And since they announced that they're going to put a delay on the tariffs, and actually I think keep it at 10% or so, he's going to do this for at least 90 days while they're in negotiation. And all of a sudden, the market went up. Gold started to move back up again. Because again, Trump's intention is not to destroy people's money. His intention is not to destroy the economy right now. His intention is to bring us into a new system and to set up a new system. And the only way to do this is to force individuals to the negotiation table. Because without doing that, how can you move this system into another system that's driven by we the people? I do believe in the end, his aim is to restructure the entire Federal Reserve, because he sent an interesting message with one of his executive orders. And remember, you don't telegraph to your enemy what you're about to do. You kind of lead them down a path where they think that you're doing absolutely nothing. And I do believe that's exactly what he's doing. But you can see that Trump has China, Canada, and Europe exactly where he wants them. And soon you're going to see that these countries, as time goes on, they're going to start to feel the pain, and eventually they're going to be coming to the negotiation table. But again, we need to move from a central bank system into a new system. And yes, it's going to feel uncomfortable. Yes, it's going to feel like, ooh, things are falling apart, because that's what the fake news wants you to believe. But think about it. Trump knows, and he's planning this for a very long time, he knows that it will be uncomfortable, but he's trying to minimize it along the way. And this is why he continually puts out the message, do not panicking, don't be a panickin, because everything in the end is going to be okay. And some of the moves that he is making is to force certain countries to the negotiation tables. And I do believe in the end, Trump will be going after the Federal Reserve, and that's when things are going to really look scary for a lot of people, because the fake news, the central bank, and everyone else is going to try to convince you that everything's, you know, the world is falling apart and the world is imploding because Trump is going after the central bank. But you could see at this point in time, we have people like Jamie Dimon, BlackRock. They're all saying that we're heading to a recession. That is the likely outcome of Trump's trade war. Well, again, we've said it many, many times before, we've been in a recession, and actually with everything that Trump is doing, he's going to be pulling us out of Biden's recession. And you can see the D's, they really want to stop Trump at all costs. And yes, there are certain rhinos that actually want to do this too. Schumer, he says, we want to take tariff authority from Trump. We allowed Biden to have because Trump's going so overboard. So right now, they're going to try to stop Trump because, again, they're controlled by China, they're controlled by the central bank. They don't want Trump to continue on with his agenda. And you have to remember, this is not just a normal four-year election or an eight-year election. This is about changing the entire system that the deep state, the central bankers have created. We're at a crossroads, and it's time to take back the country and keep it and remove the certain agencies that they put into place to try to maintain control over we the people. So breaking free of this is not easy. Go back in history. Any time an enslaved people decided we don't want this anymore, did they just stand up and say, hey, we're leaving? Or did they have to fight their way out of the enslavement? Now, going back in time, during periods of enslavement, where it was physical enslavement, it was bloody. This is more an economic type of enslavement. Is it going to be bloody? No. But are people going to be scared? Yes. Is it going to feel like all hope is gone? That's the way they're going to make it seem. But in the end, as we keep fighting, we're going to be able to take what we have and move it into a people's system. But you can see, there are countries now that are fighting back. The EU, they are now moving forward with their retaliatory tariffs, and that is going to be between 10 and 25%. Some of these go in effect on April 15th, some go in effect in May, and then down in December. But what we're going to see happen is we're going to see that as they continue to do this, what do you think Trump is going to do? He's going to raise tariffs on them. And remember, they need us. We don't need them. And this is going to be a major, major problem, because remember, they've been taking a huge amount of money from we the people. The wealth has been transported from here to them via the tariffs that they have on the U.S. And now they are going to have to pay up, and the money is going to be returned to this country. So who do you think is going to suffer in the end? Because think about it. This entire time, they've been stealing our wealth. Now we're going to be taking the wealth back. Who's going to hurt more? We've already had the experience of them taking our wealth. Now they're going to feel the pain, and it won't take that long for the people of those countries and the installed leaders to say, holy crap, we can't survive this. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And wait until the CEOs and others start to complain and start to say, listen, either you fix it or we're leaving this country, because we can't survive this way. We're losing billions and billions of dollars. And we'll see who wins in the end. This is going to be very, very interesting. So the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, he has now warned that China's decision to retaliate against Trump's tariffs will ultimately backfire, because they announced that they're going to go from 34 to 84%. Right now, the U.S. is around 104%. Actually, add in the tariffs from before, we're about at 125 right now. And Bessent, he says that China exports far more to the U.S. than it imports. It has more to lose in a trade war. China exports $438.9 billion worth of goods to the United States in 2024, while the U.S. exports $143.5 billion to China. So in the end, who's going to hurt the most? It's going to be China. Now, again, for those different companies, for the farmers, yes, they will feel a little bit of pain. And think about what Trump did the last time. He took the tariff money and he gave it to the farmers to make up the difference while we were, you know, within a trade war, a very small trade war back in 2016 and 2020. This time around, most likely he's going to do the same exact thing because once again, we're in a trade war once again, and he's going all out this time, and he will subsidize the farmers right now so they can weather the storm. But since China decided to place an 84% tariff on U.S. goods, this is going to be a disaster for them because what happens when they raise their tariffs? The U.S. raises the tariffs on China. So in the end, it's not going to work out for China whatsoever. The Gobisi letter on X says, Treasury Secretary Bessent, when asked about removing Chinese stocks from U.S. exchanges, he said everything is on the table. And when you really look at this, you could see that China is actually surrounded because you have Japan, South Korea, India, Vietnam. They're all coming to the bargaining table. They're going to be making deals. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to see everything shift because now, since Trump has made deals with these countries, there's going to be more trade with these countries and less trade with China. So who in the end is going to, you know, really feel the pain? It's going to be China. Then take it to the next level. What do we see? Well, the yuan is absolutely disintegrating. And you could see that during Liberation Day, the yuan fell. Then it was pumped up because the tariffs weren't put into place. And once the tariffs were put into place, what happened? The yuan started to fall. And then when China says we're going to fight to the end and they started to raise their tariffs, well, it looks like the yuan is in free fall right now. So China has three options, and Zero Hedge put this out. Concede defeat to whatever terms Trump demands. Devalue the yuan by 20 to 40%. Unleash the biggest fiscal stimulus in history, talking about $2 to $3 trillion, which will push its debt off the charts. And when you really look at it, this is not going to be a winning situation. I mean, Kevin O'Leary is now out there saying, listen, we should push the tariffs to 400%. But again, you could see that Trump, he's giving China some time. Let them mull this over. Let them feel the pain a little bit. And let's see what their next move is. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, based on the lack of respect that China has shown to the world's markets, I'm hereby raising the tariff charge to China by the United States of America to 125%, effective immediately. At some point, hopefully in the near future, China will realize that the days of ripping off the USA and other countries is no longer sustainable or acceptable. Conversely, and based on the fact that more than 75 countries have called representatives of the United States, including the Department of Commerce, Treasury, and the USTR, to negotiate a solution to the subjects being discussed relative to trade barriers, tariffs, currency manipulation, and non-monetary tariffs, and that these countries have not, at my strong suggestion, retaliated in any way, shape, or form against the United States, I have authorized a 90-day pause and a substantially lowered reciprocal tariff during this period of 10%, also effective immediately. Thank you for your attention on this matter. Now, since these countries decided to negotiate, Trump said, okay, just for these countries, we will have a 90-day pause. And I do believe any other country at this point that wants to negotiate will probably also fill into the 90-day pause with a 10% reciprocal tariff. So this way, as the negotiations are going on, and believe me, these are not going to go on that long, Trump is going to say, this is what we're looking to do. And most of these countries will probably go along with it, which means these countries are going to make out a lot better than those countries that are trying to fight back, like the entire EU bloc, like China, like Canada. And they're going to start to realize that Trump is giving the countries that step forward first a really good deal. The other countries, it's not going to be such a great deal. I mean, Eric Trump already put that out. He said he saw this movie over and over and over, where those people that came to the negotiation table, they got some really good deals right in the beginning. Those people decided to fight him. The deals weren't that great, weren't really beneficial to their country. But in the end, they had to make a deal. And in the end, China, Canada, the EU, they're going to have to make some type of deal. And the deal is not going to be in their favor. So at this point, you can see what's happening right now. Trump's entire plan is working. Everything the fake news says, everything Jim Cramer says, actually it's always the opposite of what Jim Cramer says, everything that these CEOs are saying, it's the opposite. Remember, they want this system to continue on. They want the central bank system. They want, let's talk about protecting our wealth. A message for qualified investors from Noble Gold Investments. If your portfolio is over $250,000 and you aren't hedged, you're sitting on a ticking time bomb. With markets at all-time highs, history tells us what comes next. Volatile swings, slow growth, and increased risk. A 10% allocation into gold and silver can help diversify, hedge against uncertainty, and even unlock new growth opportunities. Experienced investors know that in times of economic uncertainty, real assets, not paper promises, offer true security. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy to add institutional grade gold and silver to your portfolio so you can hedge like the world's smartest investors. For nearly a decade, Noble Gold has helped thousands of Americans protect their future, turning numbers on a screen into real tangible assets. And right now, when you make a qualified investment, Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Disciplined investors protect what they built. Visit x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. The system, the way it is, where these other countries are making a lot of money off of we the people. Trump, he is now taking what we have today and bringing it back to the working American, allowing the working American to have the power. And when you look at the trade deals right now, you can see there is no business in the world that can actually function correctly with a trade imbalance. It just doesn't work. And it goes the same with countries. You can't function if you have a trade imbalance. Again, what is the U.S. doing for this trade imbalance? It's just continually borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. It's unsustainable. It just won't work. It's like a corporation continually borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, trying to maintain the company and the trade imbalances. It doesn't work. And eventually what happens? The company fails. Rich Barris put this out and said, companies that run the equivalent of a trade imbalance don't survive. And he's absolutely right. And Trump, he's letting everyone know that it's the perfect time to move your company back to the U.S. He put this out on Truth. He said the following, this is a great time to move your company into the United States of America, like Apple and so many others in record numbers are doing. Zero tariffs and almost immediate electrical energy hookups and approvals. No environmental delays. Don't wait. Do it now. So let's see. He removed a lot of the regulations. He's letting these companies know there's no tariffs. And as time goes on, we will see there'll be more and more incentives to bring a lot more companies back. And I do believe there's going to be a lot of manufacturers coming back to this country, which means that a lot of these manufacturers are going to have plants that are going to be built, which means this is going to employ people to build the plants. They're going to need roads. We're going to need more truck drivers. We're going to need more transportation. And then once these manufacturing plants are built, we're going to have people get jobs in these plants. They will be on the manufacturing floors. They'll be in the corporate offices. And you'll see jobs just being created out of thin air. And it'll be absolutely fantastic. And while this is going on, you're going to see energy continually drop. And that is exactly what we're seeing. Right now, OPEC, they are now producing oil like crazy, which is driving down the prices. And eventually, once we start to drill, which we are drilling now, but once this accelerates and a lot of the regulations are removed and we start to drill all over the country, we're going to see oil prices go down very, very low. I do believe they'll probably go down to $20 a barrel. Right now, oil has fallen to about $57 a barrel, marking the lowest prices since 2021. And as the prices of fuel drops, how do you think people are going to feel? They're going to feel absolutely incredible. Because when you go from $3.30, $3.10, down to $2.50, down to $1.99, down to $1.75, it just doesn't affect the amount that you're putting into your car. It affects everything. It affects travel. It affects production. It affects delivery. It affects everything in this country, which means the prices are going to go down everywhere and everyone's going to feel absolutely incredible because you're going to have a lot more money in your pocket. And these tariffs will be meaningless to the everyday person because eventually what's going to happen is that those manufacturers that decide, oh, we're going to stay in the country that we're in, they're going to have to eat up the cost because as manufacturers are building their plants here and they become operational, we're going to see products produced very, very cheaply because they could do it with cheap energy. And as Trump continually removes the regulations and makes it a lot easier for these manufacturers. The products are just going to get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And eventually what's going to happen, you're going to see a lot of manufacturers that decided to stay in the other countries, they're going to decide to move to the U.S. And with all this money that people now are receiving, they're going to put it back in the economy. And once Trump gets the tariffs and the oil sales where he needs them, he's going to start removing taxes. And that is going to give people a lot more money in their pockets. And people are going to feel really good. And they're going to put it back into the economy. And as they buy the products, the manufacturers are going to produce even more. And you're going to see an economic renaissance that we've never, ever seen before. Think about when Trump eventually gets to the central bank and we go back to sound money. That's when the economy really takes off. But you can see Trump now is setting everything up. Everything that you're witnessing right now is setting it up so we can get rid of the Federal Reserve in the end. He's putting everything into position. So he wants to drill for oil, and now he signed an executive order to reinvigorate America's beautiful clean coal industry, lift Biden-era restrictions on coal plants, strengthen the reliability and security of the electrical grid, protect American energy from overreach by radical leftists in the states. So now he's placing and putting the energy in place so these factories have the energy that they need. Plus, he's making energy very, very inexpensive for we the people. Each thing that he does, the tariffs, the energy, the deregulation, the tax cuts, all of this is in preparation to detach us from the Federal Reserve. And he wants the American people to feel the benefit from all of this. Not the upper class, not the wealthy, not the CEOs, not the central bankers. He wants the everyday American person to feel the benefits of everything that he's doing. Because once people feel that, once people see what he's doing and they feel it and they experience it every single day, and then he removes the income tax from these people, he's going to have 80 to 85% of the people of this country just by removing the income tax of $150,000 and less. I mean, really think about that for a second. And once he has the people, and he continually does this to the middle class and upper middle class, you're going to see more and more people come to his side. And this is going to make it very, very difficult for the central bank and the deep state players to fight back. Because again, once you have the people and you show them, look how great the economy is. Don't you feel great? Don't you have a lot more money? Aren't you saving a lot more money? Look, your buying power is coming back. You don't see inflation. Energy's really, really cheap. You have so many jobs to choose from. How is the central bank, the deep state players, going to explain this? It's going to be very, very difficult. And he let everyone know that's exactly what he's doing. Trump War Room put this out and said, I'm proud, and this is coming from Trump, I'm proud to be the president for the workers, not the outsourcers. The president who stands up for Main Street, not Wall Street, who protects the middle class, not the political class, and who defends America, not trade cheaters all over the globe. So he's letting you know that he is going to defend the American worker, and he's going to actually make the American worker feel incredible from everything that he's doing. And once the American worker feels this, they're never going to say, you know something, I want to go back to the way it was. They're just not going to do it. And he needs a bill passed, and he let the House and the Senate know, let's do it. He put this out on Truth. He said, I had a very good meeting today with Speaker of the House and some of our more conservative members, all great people. I let them know that I am for major spending cuts. We're going to do reductions, hopefully in excess of $1 trillion, all of which will go into the one big, beautiful bill. I, along with the House members and senators, will be pushing very hard to get these large-scale spending cuts done. But we must get the bill approved now. Make America great again. Then he said, it is imperative that Republicans in the House pass the tax cut bill now. Our country will boom. And I do believe with this post, he sent the people of this country a message that everything that he's doing, the plan that is in motion right now, you need to trust it. Because if we go back to post 858, this is March 6, 2018, it says, trust the plan. And that is what people need to do. Because remember, we voted for Trump. He got the popular vote. And we knew his plan was to shut down the globalist system. He didn't say it was going to be easy. He didn't say, hey, by the way, when I shut it down or remove ourselves from the central bank system, I'm just going to do it with a snap of a finger and you won't notice that anything's changed. Moving from one system to another, you're going to feel uncomfortable. But again, with anything that where you feel uncomfortable, once you get through the discomfort, everything is going to start to change, just like it's changing right now. And I do believe his entire goal is to go after the Federal Reserve. So what does he have to do? He has to set everything up so he can be independent of the Federal Reserve. So we have energy independence. We have income independence. We have the ability to create jobs without the Federal Reserve. Actually, the Federal Reserve doesn't create jobs at all. And he has to have the ability to control the inflation. So he is putting all of these things into place right now. And he's going to make this country completely independent from the world, where we can manufacture, we can have our own energy. We don't need anything from the central bank. We don't need anything from any of the other countries. Even the rare earth minerals, I do believe it's all going to be done here. Yes, we might still get it from other places. We might take over Greenland and we might get our rare earth minerals from there. But he's making sure that we can function and we are very, very strong, because when he goes against the central bank, they're going to try to destroy the entire economic system. And I do believe the only way to do that, once we are very, very strong, is to use some type of cyber attack. Now, I do believe they have certain things in place, but look what Trump did with his executive order. And I think this is the tell. On February 18th, Trump issued an executive order titled Ensuring Accountability for All Agencies. So that's very interesting. All agencies. So previous, this is what it says. Previous administrations have allowed so-called independent regulatory agencies to operate with minimal presidential supervision. These regulatory agencies currently exercise substantial executive authority without sufficient accountability to the president and through him to the American people. So he said all agencies, but there's one section in the executive order that says the following. All executive departments and agencies, including so-called independent agencies, shall submit for review all proposed and final significant regulatory actions to the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs within the Executive Office of the President before publication in the Federal Register. This order shall not apply to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System or to the Federal Open Market Committee in its conduct of monetary policy. So Trump, he put this executive order out. And there's a specific section that says, except for the Federal Reserve. Now, I do believe that you don't want the central bank to know that you're coming after them. Because again, if they were included in this executive order, they would know, hey, he's really coming after us. This kind, and remember, we're still in an information war. This kind of throws the Federal Reserve off the beaten path. And it shows that, no, he's not really interested in the Federal Reserve. But again, I do believe this was done on purpose because, again, why would you telegraph your moves to the enemy? You wouldn't. So what do? If you're going after a specific enemy, don't you make sure that you're able to function without them? Yes, you do. And I do believe this is exactly why Trump is now looking at energy, looking at controlling inflation, looking at bringing income into this country, looking at being completely and utterly independent and making the Federal Reserve a shell of a building. And when you look at what Trump is doing, he's also looking at alternative payment systems. Right now, we use the SWIFT system, which is the Federal Reserve. He's looking for something outside of the Federal Reserve. And it looks like U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent actually confirms this. Bitcoin Magazine put this out and said, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced, we will take a close look at regulatory impediments to blockchain, stablecoins, and a new payment system. So right there, they're telling you, look, we're moving away from the Federal Reserve. We're going to have everything in place. We're going to set everything up. So when the time comes, we can transition to the new system. Didn't they do this back in 71, actually prior to 71? What did Kissinger do? He made deals with the Middle East. He made sure that they were going to sell their oil using the dollar. And they set everything up. They protected these Middle Eastern countries with American troops. And when the time was right, Nixon took us off the gold standard temporarily. Was it really meant to be temporary? No, it was meant to be permanent. They already had the petrodollar system all ready to go. They already set everything up and they made the transition. Now, during this period of time, we saw a great recession. There were a lot of countries without power. People couldn't get fuel because you were moving from one system to another. The same thing is happening right now, except the good guys are creating the parallel economy. The good guys are setting it up so we're independent. So this way we can go and battle the central bank in the end. And that is what this is all about. And I do believe we are on our way. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.